Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Cliffo and Loggy's catch up.
Take me to the top.
The Cowboys giant drop. I'm ready.
All right, after much talk, I've agreed to this. You putting me up in a cherry picker and yourself up in a cherry picker to actually play for someone to win a chance into the Hit Hut this Friday. But I've still got some questions. We want to actually hear why you want to get in the Hit Hut a little bit later today at 7:40. Mm. But I want to actually question the people that are giving us the stuff first.
Yeah, we've got Nadine Turner here. She is from Tutt Bryant. They are equipment hire plant in Mount Louisa. Nadine, hello. Good morning. Thank you for your time.
Hello. No worries.
You been up in a cherry picker before?
Yeah.
I have. I've actually been up in the 125-foot one, which is, Loggy, I won't do that to you because it is literally terrifying.
Okay. But the smaller one's not bad? Like, it's a good time, is it?
Oh, the smaller one's fine. It's not windy, so we're all good. You're in safe hands, trust me.
Can we say the smaller one's still like 11, 12 metres?
Yeah, it goes up 12 metres.
Just a casual 12.
Is that four stories, somewhat?
Yeah, four or five stories.
Four or five.
It's a little bit scary when it's an open air, but, you know, we're all good.
What does open air mean?
Not beside a building.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
You're just up there with the elements, I guess. So that essentially did. What's going to happen, Nadine, we're going to go up there with a stack of footies, throw them down. We'll be playing for a competitor at home, like Loggy said, on the scout for them this morning after 7:40. VIP Cowboys tickets on the line. I mean, Loggy really has to just give this 100% for at-home listener, doesn't she?
Absolutely. You'll get them in. No dramas at all.
Oh, thanks, Nadine. Am I going to have some type of vest? Am I going to be clamped to something? Am I going to be able to have a safe word? Yell it out.
There will be a safe word, and you will be you'll be in a harness, which will be strapped to and clicked to the machine, so you cannot fall anywhere.
Has anyone fallen out before?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Not with us, anyway.
All right.
I love that a high-vis vest was one of your priorities there. Like, that's going to save you. Nadine, this is going to be so good. Any, like, last words of advice?
Go up Castle Hill and just look at the view.
Yeah, but see, I don't even like to do that. Like, it's, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't like standing on tables. I don't know. I think we
may need earplugs to prevent the screams, but yeah. You know, you'll be fine. You're in safe hands.
At least with Castle Hill, like, you still, like, there's dirt. Like, you still feel like you're touching some form of ground.
Yeah, I'm an earth sign. You know what I mean? I'm a Taurus. I like being on the ground.
Oh, you're going to be in the air. Trust me. Yeah.
Thanks. This is making me feel so much better than
thinking about being the bull star sign. You're going to become the bird. You'll be flying with the birds. It is Cliff on Loggy's giant drop. If you want to win those VIP Cowboys ticks to our Hit Hut, be listening this morning after 7:40 a.m. from Tutt Bryant, the one that's happy to put our lives on the line.
So happy.
The beautiful Nadine Turner. Thank you.
Thanks to
me. No dramas.
Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Former Senator Jackie Lambie. She's a bit unlucky. She's got out of the Senate, but also she's unlucky in love, Cliffo. She can't win with a single life, can't give it away. And she actually went out on a hot date with fellow politician Nick Xenophon. Now, she said in a recent interview...
This story's so sad.
they didn't get to... This is her quote. They didn't get to first base because he failed to impress her at dinner. And the reason why is that for their very first date, Nick Xenophon has taken her to a deep-fried chicken establishment.
It originated in Kentucky.
There's original.
I think we've put two and two together.
There's original spices going on, right? Not spicy enough for old Jackie. No. And she's like, you know what? Didn't impress me. I'm not keen. You've really ruined the first date.
I like that she was ready to go to first base.
I don't know. I get confused. Is
Nick
that
Xenophon
holding hands or?
I think that's a kiss, isn't it?
Oh, that's a kiss. Okay, nice. Nice.
God, what are the bases?
No, let's not go through it right now.
Yeah, right.
It's a bit too early for this, yeah. But this is the thing. She was like, he took me on a cheap date to Deep Fried Chicken House.
KFC, come on. We bloody identified it.
And that was it. She said that was it.
Yeah.
You know, unromantic first dates.
This wasn't a first date, but I had a girlfriend and it was her 30th. So this is a few years ago, a fair few years ago now, still living in Mackay. And I said to her, right, it's your big dirty 30. Well, she had a party and stuff planned, but it wasn't actually on her birthday weekend because of work commitments and stuff. You know, life gets in the way. And I said to her on her actual birthday night, I said, it's your birthday night. I will take you anywhere. I will take you to the finest damn establishment in this town, which is Mackay. It's not that nice. But she looks me in the eye. She goes, look, I know it's my 30th. I know it's rather special, but all I feel like is double quarter pounder with cheese.
Nice.
So that's all we did. We just went to Mickey D's.
Did you sit in? Or did you drive through?
Oh, no, we definitely ate in.
See, it's a little bit special when you sit in.
Very romantic, the tray in between us on that two-seater table.
You get to share the chips.
Yeah, that's right.
Right there. Put it all out, lay it all out.
Share a sundae at the end of the meal.
Now, I wouldn't suggest anything bad for Maccas, because we love you, Maccas, but a little bit of an unromantic first date, that one.
Well, it's not a fine dining establishment.
Yeah. So you really want to turn up the notch when you go out on dates, and that's why we'd like to know, 13, 12, 16... have you been taken on an unromantic date before?
Unromantic dates. So we've got KFC is on the list, according to Jackie Lambie, who, the always chivalrous Nika Xenophon took her there for a zinger burger.
Well, they're not spending taxpayer money. Do you know what I mean? So that's enough.
No, that's right. There was no travel expenses that they claimed on the way to KFC. Oh, I took an ex once to Macca's for her dirty 30th. But 13, 12, 16, who has been taken on an unromantic date before?
Mm.
Or were you the person who took someone on an unromantic date? Beck, you've been on an unromantic date?
My partner, when he was dating his ex, got her all excited for a big night out, decided to get dressed, get your hair done, get your nails done, all this stuff. I'm going to take you on the most expensive date we've ever been on. And then they pulled up at a servo.
Yes.
At the servo?
Yes.
At a servo. It was the most expensive meal that I've ever had.
What do you want, darling? Chico roll from the Bay Marie?
Oh, my God. 1.5 litre coats.
Yeah. And a couple of windings. I love it. You took her to the roadhouse.
Oh, damn.
13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Naomi.
Naomi, unromantic dates. Have you been on one?
Yes.
Go on.
Got all done up, and then I got taken through the Macca's drive-thru where he even forgot his wallet.
Jeez. And it wasn't even a dine-in, Loggy, because you said before that dining in is a little classier in your opinion than drive-in.
Yeah. Forgetting the wallet, though. Come on. Fake.
He does know there's not a surcharge, right, to dine in. Like, that's free.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
The Cowboys giant drop.
Who is excited? Everyone's excited. I'm a little bit scared.
You're the only person who is not excited about footy back.
It's a different kind of
you're nervous.
Pants excitement. Cowboys giant drop. This is your chance to win you and three mates into our Hit Hut food, drink, and watching JT in his 300th NRL game.
It's going to be epic. What we're going to do is this massive giant drop log. So you and I are going to go up into a cherry picker. We're going to be dropping footies onto targets, both playing for someone at home, like an at-home kind of listener. Like Celebrity Family Feud or something like that.
Yeah, no, like playing Celebrity Who Dares Wins.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we're dropping footies. Whoever does the best, essentially, are they going to win their at-home player, those Hit Hut tickets? But what we're after is people to represent. 13, 12, 16 if you're keen. And we've been saying you have to plead your case as well. Samantha, why should we pick you, legend?
Because my other half is the most laziest, inconsiderate a-hole ever.
Okay.
Take last night, for example. I wanted to go fishing and chase some barra.
Yeah.
But no. He was too busy sitting on the lounge chair and going, oh, no, we won't go.
Right.
Doesn't know how to treat his woman.
Here you are. You want to get out and about. You want to do some stuff, Samantha.
Yeah.
And
I wanted to chase some barra. Have you seen the photos going all around?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Mm. And he's just anchoring you to the couch, mate.
Yep.
All right.
We sat there and watched the movie instead, and it's just like, oh, this is crap. And then he goes to bed and leaves the kids laying on me.
Ah. Okay, so why do you need a night out in the Hit Hut? Have you asked him to go to the footy before, and he's kind of been like, nah, I don't really want to go?
I'm not taking him.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's perfect.
He can stay home and babysit.
Oh, I love it, Samantha.
Samantha, you are on the list, my friend. I love you. Thanks for that.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Josh, you're next. Plead your case. Why should we pick you?
I've got a mate, party on Saturday night, and I was thinking it'd be a good idea to take him to the footy.
Hang on a minute. Are you going to be able to go back to back?
Oh, I can always back it up.
Plug it.
Don't ever doubt Josh and the Bucks party. Boys!
Yeah.
I love this. So, okay, obviously, you know, Bucks party is going to be a few more than four blokes. Would you be able to whittle it down to your four favourites?
Oh, I'd be able to whittle it down easy.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
no drama.
Josh, you're right on the cusp. If you can give us a bit of Go Cowboys, give us something, some of that flavour that we're going to get in the Hit Heart, it might just increase your chances.
Up the Cowboys!
The Cowboys are my team.
And it's my dream to see him at the top.
Well, he's not going to win the voice, but he may just have one of us representing him at the giant drop. That's awesome, Josh. Thank you.
No worries. Right.
Trish, you are last. Plead your case. Why should we pick you?
All right. Guys, look, it's only a couple of sleeps until the footy, until JT's 300th epic game. Mm. And hello. I'm not going to get any sleep, so I deserve to be in your Hit Hut because it's the best place to sit at the footy. And who wouldn't want to sit in there watching 300 games of epicness? I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I'm going to wear my cape. I've even got my cowboy tutu going on.
Oh, my God. And
okay,
how would you, Trish. How would you cheer for JT when he gets his first try?
Oh, you don't want to know. I can't swear on the radio.
You're on the list, all right? We're going to choose player number one by the end of the show, Trish. Love your work. Thank you so much. Go Cowboys.
Awesome. Go Cowboys.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Oscars yesterday, and Frances McDormand won the Oscar for lead actress in her role for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And this was part of her acceptance speech.
If I may be so honored to have all the female nominees in every category stand with me in this room tonight. The actors, Meryl, if you do it, everybody else will, come on. The filmmakers, the producers, the directors, the writers, the cinematographer, the composers, the songwriters, the designers. Come on.
And it was a beautiful thing. It was a really beautiful thing. She actually finished her speech with two words, inclusion writer. And I got Googling because I'm like, I don't know what that means.
I didn't see, I was watching it live.
Yeah.
And I heard her say those words, and same as you, I didn't know what they meant.
No, so basically an inclusion writer, I did some Googling, means that an actor can insist that in a certain amount of diverse cast and crew be on their film to meet a certain criteria, right? So for example, 50% of the cast and crew has to be from a diverse background. So that's what she's talking about there. And I get that there's a lot of people out there because, you know, women have been very vocal and minorities have been very vocal. And I know there's sort of a sense of kind of like, all right, guys, it's 2018. Aren't we all kind of inclusive and everything now? But look, it's not like that. Like, I was having a look at some of the stats, and in the top 100 films of 2017, females were in a sole lead role just 24% of the time.
Okay.
They made up 34% of all speaking characters, which basically means that you're almost twice as likely to see male characters as much as female, like over twice, like it's 2.3% or whatever, right? 68% of all female characters are white.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's what they're talking about. It's kind of like, okay, we're making progress with Gal Gadot in Wonder Woman and how good that movie was, and Black Panther now making so much money. And people are so happy about that because it shows powerful black men and women in a powerful light, in a positive light, which is not what normally happens in cinema.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids and a lot of people in these minorities, you want to turn on the movies and see yourself represented on screen in a positive light. Not all the time, okay, because, you know, that's it. That's the style of the movies. Everyone likes to see diverse plots and all that sort of stuff, but we need to get better at that. We need to have more people included.
I will say, like, I totally agree with you, and we've made massive steps forward with movies like Wonder Woman and Black Panther and stuff like you see, like you say. And focusing now not so much, I guess, on who's screen, but sort of the crew element and stuff you mentioned before, Loggy, I still think there's a spot in life, in casting, putting jobs out there and interviewing. I still think you have to give the best person the job all the time. I'm not a fan all the time of quotas and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because someone shouldn't miss out on something. Like, equally as to what you're saying, someone shouldn't miss out on something because they don't meet a quota.
Yeah.
That's not fair either.
And I can understand. I think what we're trying to do, or what she's trying to do and people in that industry are, to say, let's give more people a chance to even apply for those roles to see if they can be considered the best.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
As long as everyone gets that chance.
Everyone should be involved.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And movies shouldn't, like Black Panther and Wonder Woman, they wouldn't have made those movies back in the day because they didn't think that a lead female role could get that much money. Mm. And at the end of the day, that's what they're looking at. It's the same with Black Panther. It's 2018. We need to have more movies with diverse characters leading roles. That, and hopefully, as you know, Black Panther, it's been making the money. So if they're looking at the money quota, tick.
Ironically, it was nominated for bugger all Oscars, but it's always the way.
Movies
that make money never win Oscars.
I know.
Cliffo and Loggie, weekday mornings from 5. Townsville's Hit 103.1.